Have you ever wondered what it might have been like to have been there? You know, Bethlehem, that special night. Would we have heard the choirs of angels singing, or just the wind and the sound of sheep in the fields? Would we have seen that bright star in the sky, or would we not have bothered to look up? Would we have understood the hushed silence of divine presence? Would we have understood the message of Emmanuel, God with us? Or would we have missed it altogether? I think it's quite possible that any two people there that night could have seen and heard very different things. Because that's how life is. God never presents himself in a manner that forces us to believe. We are always left with an option, with our freedom intact. We can believe or not believe. That's God's way. Thus, two people can experience the same thing, and one can say it's a miracle, and another, it's a coincidence. Very few people in first century Palestine saw and heard and understood what happened that night. Probably most people who saw Mary and Joseph just saw two young, down on their luck, strangers. Most people were busy, maybe too preoccupied with their own problems to offer any assistance. And so there was no room for them in the inn. Years ago, in an episode of All in the Family, you older people might remember it, Edith and Archie Bunker attended Edith's high school reunion. And Edith encountered this old friend, this old classmate named Buck, who, unlike his earlier days, had become quite large, quite heavy. Edith and Buck had a delightful conversation about old times and all the things they used to do and all the people they used to know. And Edith never seemed to notice how extremely heavy Buck had become. Later, Edith said to Archie in her high-pitched voice, "Archie, ain't Buck a beautiful person?" And Archie looked at her with his usual exasperated expression and said, "Edith, you're a pip. You know that. You and I look at the same guy. You see a beautiful person. I see a blimp." And Edith gets the usual puzzled expression on her face and says something unknowingly profound. "Yeah, ain't it too bad?" What we see and what we hear in life doesn't just depend on the event, the circumstances. It depends on what we bring to the event. The whole point of Christmas is that something wonderful happened that night in Bethlehem. We weren't there, but it happened, and it happened to us. It happened to the world. The greatest surprise in all of history really happened. We believe it. We celebrate it in all its mystery and wonder and awe every year. We're Christians. We believe it. It's a statement of our faith. We believe that child, born long ago in Bethlehem, redeems the world. Think what that means. There were probably thousands of babies born across the world that night. Perhaps some of them in other stables. Surely some born in poverty. But we dare to say that one of them was so special. We run out of names to describe him. Our greatest poets like Isaiah try. They call him Wonder Counselor and God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. We call him Good Shepherd and Lord and King, Messiah and Christ. But most of all, we call him the Son of God. We believe he is God, born among us. We can't prove it. We can't even explain it. Who could? But we believe he came, and he made a difference. Christmas has become a symbol for us, a sign of all the hidden goodness and love in the world that we miss, we never see. Christmas gives us a glimpse of how God sees the world. He sees a world that can be renewed. He sees a world where there is darkness and injustice and cruelty. And he sees that that world and those problems can be overcome. He sees a world that can be changed, redeemed, healed, forgiven. We know that there is still too much pain and war and suffering in the world. We know that. There's still too much hatred, intolerance, and still too little peace. But thank God, every year at this time, many people discover that they can be a little more gentle with one another. They can be a little more patient, a little more understanding and generous, a little more forgiving. St. Paul tells us that Jesus came to cleanse for himself a people as his own, people eager to do what is good. That is God's plan. It may not look like it's working at times, but Jesus has not given up on us, and we must never give up on ourselves. Whenever we let his gentle strength work in us, whenever we use his power for good, for reconciliation, for peace, whenever we show mercy and compassion toward one another, whenever we trust him, even when we are really confused, whenever any of that happens in our lives, then inch by inch, by agonizing inch, we are helping the world and ourselves back to God. Only when we live that way, his way, does the true meaning of Christmas come through to us. May God bless all of you and your families, and a very Merry Christmas.